Hi, my name's Fiona McNeill, and I'm the leadership development consultant who's going to be facilitating the CASN Personal Leadership Programme. My colleagues and I thought it might be helpful for you to understand what we were looking for from you in this application process so that you can give your best to whatever it is that you commit to paper. And fundamentally, we're really interested in kind of pinning down your motivation. Why are you applying for this program? Why has this program kind of been the thing that's come forward into your mind at this point? And that might be to do with you've heard about it from other people. That might be to do with, you want to be on a program that is designed specifically for occupational therapists. That might be any number of reasons. I think what I'd like to reassure you is that whatever your reason is, that will be the right reason for you. And we're just really curious to get you to begin a process of self-reflection that will become the kind of almost the way forward on this program. So this program is not an academic program. It's not about frameworks. It's not about assignments. It's very much about thinking, deeper thinking, and reflection. So the second question that we have on our list is, what's the commitment that's brought you to this point? And I guess what we're talking about when we're asking you that question is kind of, what are you willing to do to get the very best from this program? What is it that you are desiring in your leadership, in your role, and the change that you kind of want to bring about? And what's the commitment that you're willing to give to your own personal development? Often what happens in leadership roles, and I think specifically in leadership roles in health and care, is that you make a lot of commitment to others, you create a lot of space for others, and you provide a lot of support for others. But this question is really asking you to think deeply about how are you going to ensure that you create the time and space and stand by the commitment that you have that has brought you to this point where you're applying for this program. And the third question that we have is a very favourite kind of leadership coach question. What do you think you need to let go? And what do you need to develop to get your personal leadership to where you would like it to be? So, what are you carrying around with you that's not helpful? What legacy behaviours do you have that are not serving you in the here and now and you believe won't serve you in the future? And what are you really feeling that you would like to develop? So what's the kind of thing that's keeping you up at night or waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning? And how would you like to shift that on? And finally, the question, what would you like to learn to shift your impact? And impact is a big word in this program. So I wanted to just say a wee bit about what that means. And really, that's about how you leave other people feeling. And I think it was Maya Angelou, the civil rights activist, poet, and author, who said, "I may not remember what you said to me. I may not remember what you showed to me, but I will always remember how you made me feel." So, what is the emotional wake of your leadership at the moment? What are you leaving behind you? And what would you like to leave behind you that's different from what you've got now? And to help you with that, I guess a final question, which is, where does your leadership practice kind of need to move to the next level? So where are the sticky bits? It's really great to focus on strengths and what's working, and the program will do that. But where are you stuck? Because it's really important for us to understand where you are stuck so that we can help you to become unstuck. All that really matters in this application is that you're yourself. So I hope this little 5-minute recording will help you to navigate your way around these questions, and we really look forward to seeing your results.